Good morning. I'm going to talk about characterizing Hispanic health networks using community-based participatory research. I'd like to also acknowledge and thank my co-authors and collaborators, Dr. Bodin Albala. The Project VI is also here in the audience today. This project is funded by a grant by the AHRQ. I have nothing to disclose. To give some background about the project, growing evidence has highlighted the influence of social networks on health behaviors and health outcomes. Our team has found that social isolation is a predictor of recurrent vascular events and death amongst blacks, whites, and Latinos. At this year's conference, we will present how household structure and the strength of family-friend networks have been associated with vascular risk factors such as hypertension and recurrent stroke risk. We hypothesize that a better understanding of social networks may inform interventions that reduce health disparities, as little is known about the structure and function of social networks and their impact on health amongst Hispanics living in urban communities. The Washington Heights Inwood Infrastructure for Comparative Effective Research, WISER, is a large infrastructure grant with a primary goal to link community-level survey data with medical records to provide a robust architecture of health in the northern Manhattan community. We engage the community, community organizations, and key stakeholders in discussions around methods for recruitment, as well as question types with a focus on prevalent urban diseases, including cardiovascular disease, asthma, obesity, and social determinants of disease. Some strategies arising from the discussions include having a community health worker as survey coordinators and developing a community registry of blood pressure. Today we are going to discuss a sub-analysis of the WISER project, which aims to leverage social network and survey data from the project to characterize social networks in a predominantly Hispanic urban community, as well as provide a foundation to assess various health behaviors, risk factors, and outcomes within social networks. In addition, we'll examine potential clustering of hypertension within networks. So blood pressure screening was offered at an existing community resource center with advertisements displayed throughout the center, at other community organizations, and by word of mouth. Participants were eligible to opt out of the survey and still receive free blood pressure screening. Of eligible participants, only 1% opted out of the survey. Survey participants were offered the choice of either two free movie passes, a $25 public transportation card, or a $25 grocery card. Out of the three options for compensation given, a vast majority of participants opted for the $25 grocery card. On day one of the study, 20 people participated in the blood pressure screening and survey, and within 6 weeks, we had reached our target of 973 participants. Through a snowball sample. On the left of the screen is a pictograph of the communities that comprise the island of Manhattan. The community of Washington Heights and Inwood are located at the northern tip of the island, just above Mary's, Hamilton Heights, and Harlem regions. The Washington Heights Inwood community of Manhattan is comprised of predominantly Hispanic population. The majority of residents in the community receive some form of cash assistance, as well as a majority have public health insurance or not insured at all. Community health workers collected information on health behaviors, risks, attitudes, health knowledge, medical history, psychosocial resources, social determinants, demographics, as well as some biometric data such as blood pressure, height, and weight. The contacts were collected and compiled in two ways to construct the participant's social network. First, the participant was asked to name up to six people who always know where they are as a way to conduct yearly follow-ups with the participant. This contact sheet is part of the demographic section of our survey. Secondly, a validated social network questionnaire, shown here in Table 1, was asked of participants and they were asked to identify up to 10 people with whom they discussed personal matters, including health. The 10 questions are located in Table 1. The questions ask participants to report information that provides some basic demographic information, including the questions number 2, 3, 6, and 7, relationship bond, which were addressed in questions 4 and 5, and question 9 addressed important matters that the participant talked to with their contact, including health. To determine if a participant was pre-hypertensive, hypertensive, we asked the participants if they were ever diagnosed as having hypertension, if they are currently on medication for hypertension, as well as took 3 blood pressure readings at the time of the survey. Measurements from the 2nd and 3rd readings were averaged to create 1 blood pressure reading measurement per individual. Following ATP3 guidelines, we defined pre-hypertension, hypertension, as having an average systolic measurement of greater than or equal to 120 millimeters of mercury, or an average diastolic measurement of greater than or equal to 80 millimeters of mercury, or the participant's current use of hypertension medication. We linked participants to each other looking at multiple variables. Upon initial analysis, the most robust variable was telephone numbers, and so far have linked participants based on telephone numbers. We determined that several contacts were listed in both the survey and social network questionnaires. R3.1.1, UCNet 6, and NetDraw were used to examine and visualize relationships between participants, map social networks, and assess the presence of hypertension within our model and individual networks. Out of 973 participants, a majority were female, had less than a high school education, marital status was evenly distributed across those who are married and cohabitating, divorced, separated, or widowed, and single, never married. Additionally, we see that essentially the entire cohort is Hispanic, with a majority born in the Dominican Republic. Also of note is the vast majority of participants are pre-hypertensive. This figure represents the complexity of the networks that exist in our cohort, as well as variation in network size and structure. In this figure, a red dot indicates a participant, where a blue square represents a named contact in the social network questionnaire. It is important to note that a named contact may also be a participant in the study. The goal of this visualization is to link the information to survey data to characterize the network structure and function of pre-hypertension, hypertension, and the network model. In revisiting our aim of examining potential clustering of pre-hypertension, hypertension within networks, we created a flowchart to help better understand the direction which was taken from the initial survey of 973 participants. As we follow the chart, we see that so far we have identified 543 participants as belonging to a social network, with 179 of these participants linked to each other. Furthermore, of the 179 participants that were linked, 69% met the criteria for pre-hypertension, hypertension. Finally, we have identified 94 overlapping social networks. Out of the 94 overlapping social networks identified so far, we show here that a majority of the networks had two participants' networks overlap. In addition, we can also see that 20% of the overlapping networks are comprised of 3 participants' networks, and 4% comprised of 4 or more overlapping social networks. In robust networks, such as the ones shown on the screen, we incorporated gender as well as having met the criteria for having hypertension. On the lower left of the screen, we show a network comprised of 3 female participants with normal blood pressure. On the right-hand side of the screen, we show an all-female network, all of whom met the criteria for having hypertension. The other two networks visualize a heterogeneous mixture of both male and female participants, some with hypertension and others with normal blood pressure. With a small number of networks identified so far, we have obtained an odds ratio of approximately 1.3. In our model, if the participant was hypertensive, there's an approximately 30% increased likelihood of having one or more members in their network being prehypertensive or hypertensive. In an urban, predominantly Hispanic community, network size and density can vary greatly. Some evidence that comes from the clustering of hypertension: individuals are more likely to have hypertension if at least one of the members in their social network has hypertension. Identifying key players in our robust networks throughout our model may be fruitful to create community-based approach to disseminate information throughout the model to provide information on risk factors for cardiovascular disease and other health outcomes. Working with the community and administering surveys and social network questionnaires using community health workers provided a level of trust and ease for data collection. We plan to share these findings with the community of Washington Heights and Inwood. Some limitations: the community samples was obtained through recruitment at blood pressure screening and through a snowball sampling, limiting the ability to generalize the results. We are unable to assess the hypertension status of other members in a participant's social network who were not included in the study. Looking in the future, we plan to link survey data to each participant's health record. We will continue to evaluate health behaviors such as physical activity, smoking, other health risk factors such as diabetes and incident health outcomes, cardiovascular disease, and stroke, using links with health records within social networks. We would like to thank the residents of the communities of Washington Heights and Inwood, community organizations, key stakeholders, and community health workers for their participation and dedication to this project, as well as creating the registry of blood pressure for the community. I would also like to personally thank our team of summer interns, Caroline Broomfield, Laura Diamond, and Ashley Martino, for their hard work doing data entry and basic data analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremiah.